This is Rebbe from Yofa.net, and you're listening to a recording from the Weight Drop Workshop. In the chapter called Boredom Bites Big, we're talking about how much we like to eat instead of being bored. It's just such a natural thing when you're bored to make life interesting by eating something delicious. And so I want to talk to you about the whole phenomenon of boredom. Boredom is actually not a natural state. It's a state of resistance. And it's usually one step past overwhelm. And we have certain desires that just flow naturally through us. And when we feel that either we can't really follow our dreams, or it's too much work to do, we don't have the time, or we don't have the strength, or we don't have the resources, we abort the energy that's flowing toward our desires, and then we feel bored. And so then when we feel bored, we eat. So rather than just kind of jumping in and attacking the boredom, what we want to do is go back a step and see that there are many things that would interest us way more than eating. I know this may be hard to believe in a certain state of mind, but the other things in life, if you've ever been in love, or if you've ever been really involved in an artistic pursuit, you know that you go 10, 12 hours and all of a sudden you realize you forgot to eat. If you've ever had that experience, and maybe you haven't, many people have, when you're so engaged in something that's just so interesting to you and you are so magnetized to it, eating is not as exciting anymore. But when you're bored, eating is very exciting, and very interesting. So what we want to start to do here is find ways to release the resistance around the natural flow of our desire toward other things that would actually be much more fun and interesting and engaging to us than eating. And so in this little chapter, one of the things that I talk about is little 5-minute bite-sized increments of things. So, you know, if you always wanted to learn to play the trumpet, or if you always wanted to learn a certain kind of, you know, ballroom dancing, or whatever, just some crazy thing that has nothing to do with your life, but different points in your life, you've wanted that, but it got plowed over by all the practicalities of life. Now is a time where you can take that thing and spend 5 minutes a day just trying to get a note out of that trumpet, or moving your feet left, right, just some very basic drill that will eventually move you toward a desire that you had long given up on. That's one way, believe it or not, to actually decrease the boredom, decrease the eating instead of being bored, and also possibly fulfill a childhood dream. Now, here's the thing. You may say, I don't want to just spend 5 minutes trying to get a sound out of the trumpet. You know, I wanted to play symphonies, or I wanted to play in the marching band, or I don't want to just be left, right on my feet. I really wanted to go and, you know, be in my glittering gown out there dancing. Well, here's the thing. Our old buddy love attraction is right on hand, ready, willing, and able to assist you in this. But right now, if you only have thought about playing the trumpet like a few random times in your lifetime, but they had strong emotion, you really wanted it, and then you just dropped it, love attraction is not really humming around trumpet very much for you. But once you go and rent a trumpet, or buy a trumpet, or go and just take a trumpet lesson. And I don't know. Maybe you've got one dusty in the attic, you know, that you used when you were a kid. Once you get your lips on that mouthpiece of that trumpet, law of attraction goes zing. You know, all this energy starts circling around your relationship with that trumpet, and then you make that sound, and you just get a little bit of a sound out of it, and a strong desire is born in you to get a better sound out of it. And then you do it again, and no sound comes out, and a strong desire. And now law of attraction is humming around you getting a better sound out of that trumpet. And if you just spend 5 minutes or 1 minute a day doing that, it starts to become very interesting to you. Law of attraction starts to make it interesting. All of a sudden you start noticing the trumpet part in some old rock song, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Or you start hearing trumpet sounds everywhere, the honking horns on the street. You start noticing that, that's sort of a trumpet-like sound. Or it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And these little five-minute increments, because it doesn't really matter to you. I mean, your income doesn't depend on it. Your health doesn't depend on it. Whether or not you actually get sound out of that trumpet is not really a big deal in your life. So it's just purely there for the pleasure. And it creates a wave of release of boredom. And there's less eating. So you could read that chapter and see what you think. If there's a way to apply that, I don't know if you want to play the trumpet, but there are many different ways to apply this information. I'll see you on the next recording.